This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is The Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And what a great nation it is when there is a headline that says high-paying jobs that don't need a college degree. Thousands of them. And this piece should be very encouraging to anybody out there who is looking for work, because work is kind of easy to find right now. It's one of the reasons that we've had a surge in immigration in this country, legal and illegal, is basically getting people to fill jobs. So what is going on when, with good jobs in the skilled trades that go begging, because students are being almost overwhelmingly steered to bachelor's degrees? What's happened with the idea of the American working man or working woman? And why is it so dramatic a tendency for people to not go to work, to decide that work isn't for you? It's been called by Nicholas Eberstadt the anti-work revolution that is driving a huge cultural change, with 7 million able men who just aren't working. And what are they doing instead? Nick Eberstadt's been a guest on the show many times. He's written the indispensable book. There is a post-pandemic edition. It's called Men Without Work. And Nick is a holds the Henry Wendt Chair in Political Economy in the American Enterprise Institute in Washington. Nick, what is going on? Why would it be that people are turning down some of these jobs that at one time looked to be very desirable?
Michael, always great to talk to you. We've had a new wave of the flight from work in modern America since the pandemic catastrophe. Before the pandemic, the flight from work was really mainly concentrated in younger working age men, so-called prime age men, the 25 to 54 year old group that is still the backbone of the labor force. Since the pandemic, we've seen a flight from work by others as well. One of the only bright spots in the American employment tableau before the pandemic was the increased work rates and labor force participation of men and women over 55. That's taken a huge setback. We're also starting to see a sort of a doppelganger to men without work, women without work, women neither working nor looking for work, without children at home and not currently married. I wouldn't want to overemphasize that, but that's a new phenomenon that I think bears attention.
Can you help to explain to people, because it is, I think, deeply confusing, that we have right now a 3.4% unemployment rate, which is a 50-year low. The unemployment rate is way down. How could it be that we have this growing number of able-bodied men of different ages, not just young men, but people even toward the end of working life, who have just decided they're not going to work? How can that coexist with the record low unemployment that we have?
Critical question, Michael. I'm glad you asked that. Our employment statistics system was devised to fight the last war. The last war was the Great Depression. That's when this apparatus was all put together. Back in 1940, if you were a guy of working age who didn't have a job, the notion that you wouldn't be looking for one wouldn't even occur to people. And therefore, they were looking at the unemployed and the employed. They didn't have this third category readily handy, neither working nor looking for work. Since the 1960s, for two generations, we've had this exponential increase in prime-age men who are neither working nor looking for work. So as of the most recent monthly jobs report, for every guy in this group who's technically unemployed, there are over four guys who are neither working nor looking for work. So we have depression-level work rates for guys in America at the same time that we have 1960-style, you know, go-go, boom economy, ultra-low levels of unemployment, because we're ignoring four-fifths of the problem.
And what about, I mean, there's so many questions that are, because this is such a huge problem, and people have to look up your book, Men Without Work, and the post-pandemic edition that came out last year, it's posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com. But you're concentrating in our conversation on men without work, and that's the title of your book. What about women? Have the numbers of women who have decided not to go to work remain have also soared as the numbers of men have?
Well, of course, I mean, I think one could say that women have always worked. It's just more recently that they've gotten paid for it. But what you see is, you see now this new grouping. And as I was saying, I don't want to do a red alert, on this yet, but it bears watching. Just as there are 7 million prime age men who are out of the labor force, and a small fraction of them are full-time students. And so they're getting ready to get better training, go back to work. That part I don't think warrants concern. We've had this exponentially growing group of women who are not attached to the workforce, not attached to children, not attached to husbands, who are in a sort of, too many of them at least, in a parallel world to the male dropouts that I'm describing. That's 3 million in total, so it's not a small group. In the most recent time use survey the government put out asking people about, not just what they did all day long, but in this one, do you take pain medication? Over half of those female dropouts that I'm describing said they took pain medication every day. So that's not a happy tableau for those campers, I don't think.
No, it's terrifying. And the guys that you're talking about who are not unemployed formally because they're not looking for work and they're not working, they're busy though, right? They spend 2,000 hours a year on a very demanding activity. What is it?
Sitting in front of screens watching. This is what they say. This is not social workers. This is not anthropologists. Those same surveys I mentioned about time use, the government asks a sample of kind of everybody who's an adult, whether you're working or not. They want to figure out, you know, how they can optimize commuting and stuff like that by knowing big patterns. The time use surveys for the neither working nor looking for work guys, let's leave out the full-time students, they're a small share of that. The remainder basically say they don't do civil society. Almost no worship, almost no volunteering, almost no charity. Remarkably little help around the house reported, or chores, considering they've got, you know, lots of time. It's watching screens and also taking pain medication.
And don't forget playing video games. Meanwhile, the world just passed 8 billion people. And China's population is declining. Is that a dangerous thing, or is it good for the world? We'll get to that with Nick Epperstadt coming up. A new state tax is projected to increase gas prices by 46 cents per gallon next year. The new tax will almost double the amount of state taxes you pay for a gallon of gas. Plus, it gets even worse down the road. This is Michael Medved for Washington Policy Center. By 2030, the new state emissions tax is projected to add 80 cents to a gallon of gas and 97 cents to a gallon of diesel. Go to deep6the46.com for details. Free history show streaming and a download of our daily show ad-free. That's what you get for all of 22 cents a day when you join us as a member, Medhead Plus. This is one of the great deals available to try to enhance appreciation for this greatest nation on God's green earth. Check it out at michaelmedved.com or medvedhistorystore.com.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there's a riddle facing America. Actually, there are many, but one riddle is, how can it be that there are so many good jobs that do not require a college degree that are going begging right now, are not being filled, when you have some 7 million people who are dropping out of the workforce? And especially given some of the increase in wages for these non-college level jobs, you have to wonder why that is going on. I was speaking to one of the people who's probed these issues for years, Nick Eberstadt. He's also has a new book coming out about China's revolution in family structure. And this is not a revolution to the good, in particular. We'll get to that in a moment. But first, Nick Eberstadt of the American Enterprise Institute, what is going on with these unfilled jobs that seem to have very attractive terms to them in terms of what people would be paid and how they would be compensated for their work?
Michael, on the face of it, it looks like an unanswerable mystery. We are living, as everybody knows, in an unprecedented peacetime labor shortage. There are 11 million unfilled positions in the U.S. at this moment. And that's been true for the past year on average. Workers have more bargaining power than at any time in my memory. That's still the great resignation phenomenon we know about. The problem, I think, is this. The market system is really good and really powerful at addressing economic problems. But the market system cannot solve social pathologies. And what we are seeing right now with 11 million open jobs, even as we have a slump in manpower, total workforce in the United States, 4 million below pre-pandemic trends, is not something that can be explained by market economics, I don't think.
Do you believe, and I know you do, that you mention the pathology of the non-working revolution, that pathology contributes to rising rates of suicide, drug overdoses, deaths of despair?
Most of America is still an extraordinarily committed and hardworking place. Increasingly large, I'm afraid to say, fraction of the country where this dropout phenomenon is taking place is racked with misery, Michael. I mean, don't have to ask me. Go back to that little Greek guy way back when, Aristotle. I mean, back 2,500 years ago, he was arguing that human beings are social creatures. It means that when you're not connected to society, you suffer. When you're not connected to work, when you're not connected to family or to your community or to religion and faith, you suffer. And that's why solitary confinement in penitentiary is considered cruel and unusual punishment by people. So don't take it from me. Take it from the greats.
That takes us to China, which has been in the news recently. In not just with balloons, but all kinds of spycraft equipment, and threatening a potential war in the Taiwan Straits. And okay, with all of that going on, is it good news that China's population has slowed any growth, and according to some reports, is even declining today?
Well, I think there are some people who will axiomatically say that population decline in China is good because it will help save the planet or reduce the people per square kilometer count on the surface of the Earth. I think that the really interesting story here is the collapse in births in China under the Xi Jinping dictatorship. Remember, Xi and his cadres shelved the coercive one-child policy back in 2016. Since they shelved that policy, birth totals in China have taken a swan dive. They're down not quite 50%, but pretty close to that. Proportionately, the drop in births over the last 5 years is more radical than the drop in births during Mao's famine.
Let's get this straight. The one-child policy goes away, and there are fewer births?
Yes. Isn't that fantastic? Isn't that surprising?
It sounds Wonderland.
Yeah, so births and also marriages are tanking in China today, to go by the official statistics, and I don't think they've been reverse made up. What this suggests to me is that there is some huge popular lack of confidence in the future in China under the current dictatorship. And I think this is something that bears a lot of watching, because this could mean something very big.
And what could it mean that is very big?
Well, I'll give you an analogy. Way back when I was a young graduate student, I started watching Soviet statistics during the Cold War. And the Soviet mortality data started showing that death rates for men working age and women working age were steadily rising, then that infant mortality was rising, then the Soviets stopped publishing the statistics, which proved that they were true. This was the beginning of a sort of a crisis of confidence in the USSR, in the last phase of Soviet existence. The new Soviet man turned pessimist, and that was part of the beginning of the end for that system. It could be. We got to watch. You know, maybe the births will bounce back in China. We got to watch. But if this trend continues, I think this may be a parallel trend about lack of confidence in their own system.
This is fascinating, because a book done a couple of years ago by Gordon Chang, who's been a frequent guest on the show, is about the coming collapse of China, and he cites some of the same arguments, some of the same data you are citing now. Do you believe that with a population shortage, maybe even a labor shortage, that China is more dangerous or less so?
Well, what makes China dangerous is not the Chinese people. It's the dictatorship that rules their subjects. It's the Chinese Communist Party. And how the Chinese Communist Party decides it will react to increasingly negative population trends, whether we see more danger or not from the Chinese state.
Nick Eberstadt, with his most recent book is coming out next month, China's Revolution and Family Structure. Important and insightful, as always.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S. USA News update. The father of the man identified as the Michigan State University mass shooter is speaking out. He stated his son became evil and mean following the death of his mother 2 years ago. Former President Trump, no longer the lone Republican candidate for president. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley has announced her run for the 2024 Republican presidential nomination.
Republicans have lost the popular vote in 7 out of the last 8 presidential elections. That has to change.
She made the announcement in a video this morning. House Republicans are launching an investigation into the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic. The inquiry includes requests for former White House Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci, former NIH Director Francis Collins, and other top health officials to testify. The House Oversight Committee also looking into how tax money was spent on the pandemic. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
And on the Michael Medved show, on a day when there are two candidates very much in the news, the first official candidate who is challenging President Trump for the Republican nomination, John Bolton has said that he will be a candidate, but there's been no official announcement. I don't believe he's raising money, and I'm not at all sure that his race for the presidency is very serious. I'll tell you when it would be serious, when he trims his mustache. That would be an indication of a more serious race. Today, Nikki Haley, and tomorrow her South Carolina colleague, Tim Scott, not literally tomorrow, but virtually tomorrow. And Tim Scott has a big lead on Nikki Haley because he has so much money left over from his Senate campaign. He won his Senate campaign in a landslide style, and it's the kind of success that should lead to him being taken very seriously as a candidate for President of the United States. And I think the press is giving him that kind of serious consideration. The Wall Street Journal writes that Mr. Scott, the only black Republican in the Senate, is testing a message with GOP voters in key early states focused on unity and optimism. What a thought. As some Republicans say, it is time to move on from the Trump era. Trump era, when he spoke about American carnage in his inaugural address, not so optimistic, not so unifying. Can Tim Scott offer a meaningful alternative? Mr. Trump has announced a bid for the for president in the 2024 election. Jennifer DeCasper, Scott's senior advisor, said he was excited to share his vision of hope and opportunity and hear the American people's response. What isn't clear yet, some close to Mr. Scott acknowledge, is whether the GOP base is interested in his message. While his voting record regularly ranks among the most conservative in the Senate, Mr. Scott has sought to position himself as a key GOP voice on some of the toughest issues facing America, whether it is police violence or creating more economic opportunities for minorities. Still, he is a relatively unknown quality with average voters, and in addition to competing with Mr. Trump, will be challenged by several other candidates, including his friend, Nikki Haley, who's announced today. Mr. Scott is, Senator Scott, is scheduled to speak Thursday, 2 days from now, in his home state at a county GOP dinner celebrating Black History Month, one day after a fellow South Carolina Republican, former Governor Nikki Haley, announces her own bid, and later this month in Iowa. Iowa is the first state in the Republican nominating process, and South Carolina is the third. Mr. Scott, who grew up poor and struggled in school, has said the support of his mom and a mentor, a Chick-fil-A operator named John Moniz, turned his life around. Before he became a senator, he served in the Charleston County Council, South Carolina State House, that's their wing of the legislature, one of the houses of the legislature, and in the U.S. House. The people close to Mr. Scott said the challenge is getting his name identification up in a race that is expected to include several prominent Republicans, along with Mr. Trump and Ms. Haley, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who is expected to join the nomination race after his state's legislative session wraps up in May, is first or second alongside Mr. Trump in many polls of the potential GOP field. Mr. Scott has been discussed as a potential presidential candidate for several years. He was the 2021 Republican designated to respond to President Biden's address to Congress, and he has proved to be a strong fundraiser. He pulled in over $51 million during his last term. And again, reports are that at least $20 million is still in the bank and can be used to help launch his presidential campaign. Meanwhile, this is what Nikki Haley sounded like in the video that she posted announcing her campaign, saying she's running for president. And this is obviously the way that people do this now. Certainly President Obama did, and it was obviously very successful for him in 2008. He released a video. He was not as well-known a figure. He had only been in the Senate 2 years. Nikki Haley spent 8 years as governor. She was in the state legislature, I believe, also for 8 years before that, and then spent nearly 2 years as a ambassador to the United Nations under President Trump. Here is what she said in her announcement video posted on the web about her campaign for president, clip six.
Some people look at America and see vulnerability. The socialist left sees an opportunity to rewrite history. China and Russia are on the march. They all think we can be bullied, kicked around. You should know this about me. I don't put up with bullies. And when you kick back, it hurts them more if you're wearing heels. I'm Nikki Haley, and I'm running for president.
Okay, it's a clever line. And she is, there's footage as she is saying these words of her walking with various people, meeting voters, functioning at the UN. She ends up with this key line about one of the reasons people might consider her instead of her former boss, Donald Trump. This is clip seven.
Republicans have lost the popular vote in 7 out of the last 8 presidential elections. That has to change. Joe Biden's record is abysmal, but that shouldn't come as a surprise. The Washington establishment has failed us over and over and over again. It's time for a new generation of leadership to rediscover fiscal responsibility, secure our border, and strengthen our country, our pride, and our purpose.
And she goes on. New generation of leadership. That's a distinction. She's 51 years old. Ron DeSantis is 44. President Trump, of course, is 76. It's a new generation. Nancy Mace, a congresswoman from South Carolina, also a rising star, said this about Nikki Haley.
Nikki Haley is a very good friend of mine. She's a mentor. She works harder than anybody that I know. And when I had my Republican primary last year with the former president coming after me vigorously, I was one of the only Republicans to beat him in a primary last year. She was one of the only people to return my call. And she was one of the only elected officials with as high a profile as she has who endorsed me, supported me, raised money for me, and took that on with me. And so I have tremendous respect and gratitude and love for her. And I want to see, you know, how the field shakes out and see how it's set. But I will tell you, I have great love for her, and I'm excited to see her enter the race. I've said this multiple times before. I believe Republicans need to have a woman on the ticket in one way or another, and I think she could be fantastic.
That's a fairly heartfelt endorsement. Speaking of endorsements, there is a very well-respected historian and best-selling author who's been a guest on this show who says that if you're looking for another Lincoln in the month of Lincoln's birthday, even though we've passed it, it's still officially coming up, because of the change that they had with the whole process of President's Day. So, if you're looking for somebody like Lincoln, who among contemporary politicians most resembles Honest Abe? We'll hear what John Meacham has to say coming up on the MedVet Show.
Acton Store, Tim Miller, thanks to the both of you greatly.
Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. A Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor. We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
John Meacham has a new book out called And There Was Light. It is an admiring biography of Abraham Lincoln. And by the way, it is impossible to write, it is impossible to write a biography of Abraham Lincoln that is not an admiring biography of Abraham Lincoln. In terms of being a virtuous, remarkable, indescribably brilliant human being, and to become the man that America needed at a moment of maximum danger for our republic. The entire story is one of those things that I think anyone who looks at it honestly, and it's something that I write about two chapters of The American Miracle, are about the miracle of Lincoln. And he does count as a unique figure, not just in the history of this country, but the history of the world. And John Meacham has written excellent biographies of Thomas Jefferson and of Andrew Jackson. He also wrote a very moving biography of George Herbert Walker Bush, who he had gotten to know. And he wrote an eulogy for President George H.W. Bush that you may remember was incredibly brilliant and really a tribute to the whole greatest generation that went through the Depression and World War II. As the former late President Bush did, including service as the youngest fighter pilot in the Navy, and he was. But now he is saying that there's another political figure somewhat associated, or at least indirectly associated, with the Bush administration who he believes offers leadership like Lincoln's. Who is it? Listen.
Are there modern-day leaders that you think reflect similar qualities of character?
Yes. I think of Liz Cheney right off the top of the question. I think of people who have actually sacrificed their own individual power in the cause of preserving a larger order that for all of its imperfections, has proved durable and has also, in our own time, proven incredibly fragile, which we all sort of notionally thought about, you know, democracy is fragile, is the kind of thing we would say. But now we know it really is.
And yet Liz Cheney is no longer a leader in Congress.
Exactly. And that's courage. And the great one great test about the durability and the ultimate wisdom of the American people will be what happens to her next.
What happens to her next, he said. Does it sound like he is looking for her to make a race for president? As a number of people, when in these polls of who should lead the Republican Party, her name does turn up. I mean, not heavily. President Trump is up there around 30%. So is Ron DeSantis. Nobody else is even up to 10%. And this is poll after poll after poll. But Liz Cheney is there with 2, 3, 4%, like many other people, Mike Pence, Mike Pompeo, and with all kinds of talk about Kristi Noem again, the governor of South Dakota, running as a candidate for president. And again, it's entirely possible that she, like Nikki Haley, some people say, would be more likely to be on a national ticket as a vice presidential running mate. Especially, I mean, Nikki Haley, who is say what you will about her, she's a wonderful communicator, she speaks very well, she interviews very well. A Nikki Haley, Kamala Harris debate would be something to see. That would be, and I think that should probably go very well for the Republican side if that is what happens. And of course, it all depends on who's on the head of the ticket. Speaking of the head of the ticket, one of the frustrated candidates for president who lost to President Trump for the nomination in 2016 is Lindsey Graham. And then there is Tom Cotton, who is the senator from Arkansas, who is also discussed as a possible presidential candidate. But he, like Nikki Haley, had at one point said he wouldn't run if President Trump is running, so he may not be in there. However, Lindsey Graham, Richard Blumenthal, the Democratic liberal senator from Connecticut, and Tom Cotton all met with Defense Department officials to get briefed on what exactly was going on with all the unidentified flying objects and shooting them down. And it's $490,000 for each shot you take at that shooting gallery. And apparently there was one shot where the F-22, the jet, missed, and they had to take a second shot. So that's $1 million to bring down one of these things that we don't even know what it is we're shooting at. At least we don't. Maybe the senators do. Hear the voices of Lindsey Graham, Richard Blumenthal, and Tom Cotton speaking with the press today. Clip 14.
I'm confident this wasn't an attack on the country. And I think it probably served the country well to have the president explain what's going on.
I am not in any way afraid that we are under a threat of attack or physical harm to our homeland. That's my personal feeling. But the American people need to be reassured with more facts.
We learned nothing that I didn't already know as a member of the Intelligence Committee and our Service Committee, or for that matter, that one couldn't learn from reading your newspapers and watching your news channels.
Okay, there is still a lot of questions to be answered. And earlier today, General Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, talked about the difficulty that they are encountering in our armed services in recovering the debris, the leftover fragments of the latest aerial objects that we have shot down.
They're in very difficult terrain. The second one off the coast of Alaska is that's up in some really, really difficult terrain in the Arctic Circle, with very, very low temperatures in the minus 40s. The second one is in the Canadian Rockies in Yukon. Very difficult to get that one. And the third one is in in Lake Huron at probably a couple hundred feet depth. So we'll get them eventually, but it's going to take some time to recover those.
40 degrees below zero in Alaska in the mountains. John Kirby, the Pentagon spokesman, actually he's not the Pentagon spokesman anymore. He's a spokesman for the National Security Council for the White House. He said that, look, basically he was claiming some credit for the Biden administration and its handling of the Chinese surveillance compared to President Trump. This is John Kirby.
China has a high-altitude balloon program for intelligence collection that's connected to the People's Liberation Army. It was operating during the previous administration, but they did not detect it. We detected it. We tracked it.
Okay, John Bolton, who was part of that previous administration, even though he's no fan of President Trump, fired back at John Kirby about these aerial objects, and he takes some issue with what he just said about the Trump administration.
I think that's another political shot, though. The administration has now changed its story on precisely that point multiple times. First, they said it happened, but it wasn't detected. Then they said it happened, but it was assessed to be a weather phenomenon. Those are all things that go on at the NORAD level, perfectly understandably. And if there were failures, then indeed they were failures that occurred that were not reported up. Every senior Trump administration national security official has said they know nothing about it. So I think this idea that we can try and blame it on the prior administration is just not correct. We were never confronted, at least I'm not aware of it, with a decision. What do you do about a balloon that's coming toward the coast of Alaska?
And I just want to be very clear on that point. A balloon or any other object, you were never aware of any object entering U.S. airspace that was of concern.
That's right.
Okay, that's John Bolton, former National Security Advisor to President Trump. Coming up, is it a question of national security that kids are suddenly missing from school? Where are they gone? What's happened to them since the pandemic? We'll speak to education reformer Ian Rowe, who's a senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute. Thousands of kids missing from school, and what do you do to get them back for this greatest nation on God's green earth?
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendover.